Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Do the Tar Heels have another Jan Wolfson? This is Archansky with your Happy Thanksgiving Day Sports Notebook. The last time Carolina's basketball team had to rely on three freshmen alternating at the number five or inside post position was 1977, when senior starter and future NBA player Tom Lagarde went down with a season-ending knee injury after playing 20 games. Lagarde was averaging 15 points, more than 7 rebounds, and shooting 60% from the field and 78% at the line. Dean Smith's Tar Heels, who opened the season as the number three team in the country, had just come off losing 3 out of 4 ACC games in late January, getting blown out at Clemson in the third game. What did Smith do? He told the team to take 2 days off and come back ready to practice, and he would tell them how they will win the national championship. What? Of course, Smith wasn't planning to lose Lagarde in a practice injury 2 weeks later, which to everyone else scrapped his plans to take his team to the Final Four in Atlanta. He had three freshman centers, Rich Yonaker, Jeff Wolf, and Steve Kraft-Sisson, and Smith joked that maybe Jan Wolfson could combine to equal Lagarde's lofty averages. Ha ha, emoji. Not quite, but behind Phil Ford, Walter Davis, Mike O'Korn, and John Kuster, the Heels did win the ACC tournament and make it to Atlanta, but lost that memorable heartbreaker to Marquette in the NCAA championship game Monday night after upsetting UNLV Saturday. Now, after three games, I am not saying that Garrison Brooks, Sterling Manley, and Brandon Huffman are another Jan Wolfson, but from their numbers, you would never know it. Jan Wolfson combined to average 8-plus points, 5-plus rebounds, shoot 75% from the floor, and about 65% from the line. These new dudes, trying to replace 2 years of Bryce, Kennedy, and Isaiah, have combined to average 24 points and 15-plus rebounds, shoot 71% from the floor, and two of them have yet to miss a free throw. The other, Manley, shoots 73% from the line. Averaging the three comes out pretty close to Jan Wolfson's combo numbers, 8 points and 5 rebounds. Brooks and Manley are getting most of the playing time so far, and both look better than advertised, especially Manley, whose goal for Roy Williams was to just to make him sweat. So far, this under-the-radar five-man is playing the game like it's no sweat. This is Archansky. See ya.